This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, a man dies after suffering an electrical shock and falling from a tree at Spooner's Hill. A human rights advocate wants more safe spaces and shelters for people who cannot provide for themselves. Meantime, the Minister of People Empowerment also expressed concern about the frequency and number of people seeking assistance, describing it as alarming. U.S. Embassy urges citizens to leave Haiti as gang war rages, and more than 70 people dead in Johannesburg as fire guts migrants' building. Good afternoon, I am Christo J. Paul. The details to the news just ahead. A 36-year-old man has died after suffering an electrical shock while picking breadfruit at Long Gap, Spooner's Hill, St. Michael this morning. He has been identified as Ramon Ronaldo Dawson of the same address. Police say at around 8:42 a.m., they responded to 3rd Avenue, Long Gap, and on arrival, they saw the body of a male lying face down with burns on his body. When Starcom Network News visited the scene, residents expressed shock about the incident. More in this report from our reporter, Vernardo Corbin.
A man has died after suffering an electric shock while picking breadfruit at 3rd Avenue Long Gap, Spooner's Hill, St. Michael. The man was in a tree on a private property and was picking breadfruit when the rod he was using came into contact with an electrical wire. The incident reportedly occurred at 9 a.m. this morning. Police, officials from the Barbados Light and Power and the Barbados Fire Service were all on the scene. Family members told me the victim is 36-year-old Ramon Dawson. The caretaker of the property where the incident took place, Agatha Corbin, said she warned the young man not to pick breadfruit just the day before.
He made a tree. I tell him, do not go in that tree. And I tell him, at any one time that anybody call me and tell me that he's down there in that tree, that I am not coming, but the police can join. I'm going to call the police. And this morning, here's one now getting ready to go up Wing Hill. And a guy named John that lived down the hill, he passed it here. He went to the road and he got and then he swing back and said, have somebody down there raining, somebody raining. He said, I don't know who the body is. So I tell him, are you coming? And he said, don't go down there by the house. He said, because I can see the metal rod of anything. And he went and it hopped a pop spot and was sparking. So I turned around there and I said, well, you see me, you ain't good enough, let's call the police. So I called the police. Then I called, I come here, call Agent Power.
The victim's father, Ainsley Dawson, shared his last encounter with his son. I am Bernardo Corbin, Starcom Network News.
Meantime, manager of communications and government relations at the Barbados Light and Power Company Limited, Jackie Marshall Clark, expressed the company's condolences to the family of the man.
Light and Power received a report at 8:50 this morning regarding an incident at Long Gap in St. Michael. That report stated that an individual picking fruit may have come into contact with power lines. And we responded immediately to investigate the report. This incident has resulted in a fatality, and we are truly saddened by this. We take this opportunity to express sincere condolences to the individual's family. Light and Power is currently on the scene at Long Gap investigating the matter, along with personnel from the Barbados Police Service, the Barbados Defense Force, and the Barbados Fire Service.
Manager of Communications and Government Relations at the Barbados Light and Power Company Limited, Jackie Marshall Clark. The Democratic Labour Party representative and a human rights advocate, Felicia Dujon, wants more safe spaces and shelters for people, especially mothers who cannot provide for themselves and their children. Speaking this morning on VOB's Down to Brass Tacks program with moderator David Ellis, Ms. Dujon expressed concern about the limited spaces and resources provided for women who are falling on hard times. She's urging government and civil society to assist these people.
When it comes to cases of persons, particularly mothers, in situations of unemployment and not being able to adequately provide for their children, the economic hardship of those mothers, there are very limited spaces, very limited shelters. Actually, there are no shelters for women and their children that may go through those situations. So again, we are appealing to the minister responsible for people empowerment, Minister Kurt Humphrey, to see what can be done if we can find a safe space, a safe home, or shelter that will help those mothers and not separate them from their children because they cannot afford. And so we as a society must make it our duty to help those parents, to help those mothers within society, and to provide the assistance for them.
The Democratic Labour Party representative and human rights advocate Felicia Dujon. Meantime, in response, Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs Kirk Humphrey also expressed concern about the frequency and the amount of people who require assistance. Mr. Humphrey described the situation as alarming, stressing it is very difficult to keep them at a government facility.
We pay a significant amount of accommodations, and the request for accommodation is increasing daily. And when I say significant, David, I mean significant. And what we've seen is that normally a person would come if there is a case of domestic abuse, and a man generally has evicted a woman, or a mother has evicted a daughter on occasion. And sometimes you will see a circumstance where you only have to accommodate the person temporarily, but that is changing. And the frequency with which it is coming before the state is something that it is alarming. At this rate, it will be difficult to absorb all of these persons in a government facility. Our interest in the ministry and our drive has been trying to keep families together where possible to separate the institutionalization of the families. And I think that is the real work. I think the real work has to be at the level of counseling.
However, in the case of the 29-year-old woman who had been living on the streets with her two small children, Mr. Humphrey said the children are not permanently taken from the mother.
You have to protect the children. So if the child care board is aware that there's a case where a family is on the road, and that family has children, particularly young children, the first thing is to protect the children while you work with the parent. So the child care board has not permanently removed the children from the mother's care. In fact, the mother can go and see her children almost anytime. She's also being exposed to counseling to make sure that she's in a position to deal with the children better. But were something to happen to those children on the street, having the knowledge that the children were on the street and not making a move to remove the children, this would be a completely different conversation about the child care board not doing its job. So the children are made safe. The children are being well attended to, cared for. I mean, they're going to get a regular meal, the love and attention of the staff there, and the mother can visit her children anytime.
Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs Kirk Humphrey in the Lunchtime Edition. The U.S. Embassy in Haiti has issued another advisory urging its citizens to leave the country as soon as possible, citing security and infrastructural challenges. Escalating gang violence has left some 200,000 citizens displaced, and homicide numbers continue to soar. Increased gang turf war in Haiti has caused a devastating humanitarian crisis, leaving more than 5 million people in need of humanitarian aid. Earlier this month, the U.S. Embassy in the capital, Port-au-Prince, temporarily closed due to gunfire in the area. And finally, more than 70 people have died and more than 50 have been injured after a fire in South Africa's city of Johannesburg. The five-story derelict building in the city center was used by homeless migrants from neighboring countries. The fire gutted the building in the early hours of Thursday morning. The search and recovery operation is continuing. Officials said bodies were piled up at a locked gate that had prevented them fleeing the burning building. Witnesses said some people had thrown themselves out of windows. The illegal occupation of disused buildings is common in Johannesburg. More than 80 shacks had been set up inside. Recapping the headlines. A man dies after suffering an electrical shock and falling from a tree at Spooner's Hill. A human rights advocate wants more safe spaces and shelters for people who cannot provide for themselves. Meantime, the Minister of People Empowerment also expressed concern about the frequency and number of people seeking assistance, describing it as alarming. U.S. Embassy urges citizens to leave Haiti as gang war rages, and more than 70 people dead in Johannesburg as fire guts migrants' building. That was the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network Inc. is a member of the OCM Group. I am Crystal J. Paul. Good afternoon.
Listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp add me to 256-6397 to receive breaking news.